A reading from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 10th chapter, verses 1 through 22. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them on ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to go. And he said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no money bag, no knapsack, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace be to this house.' And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest upon him. But if not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking what they provide, for the laborer deserves his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and they receive you, eat what is set before you. Heal the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not receive you, go into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off against you.' Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near you. I tell you, it will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more bearable in the judgment for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You should be brought down to Hades. The one who hears you hears me, and the one who rejects you rejects me, and the one who rejects me rejects him who sent me." The 72 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." And he said to them, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." In that same hour, he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to the little children. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, or who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Kenneth Babin, St. John Lutheran Church, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Christ is risen. Alleluia. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. What a joy it is for us to be able to proclaim that good news this Easter season, and not just on Easter Sunday, but proclaim it every day of our lives, to give that bold statement that our sins are forgiven through the cross, and we have eternal life to come through Jesus' resurrection. Our text for today is part of Luke chapter 10, verses 1 through 7. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them on ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to go. And he said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no money bag, no knapsack, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace be to this house.' And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest upon him. But if not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking what they provide, for the laborer deserves his wages. Do not go from house to house." This is the word of the Lord. In this passage, Jesus sends out 72 disciples to go and share the good news that Jesus the Messiah is here. The long-awaited Savior of Israel has arrived. And these disciples are to go out two by two ahead of Jesus to prepare the people for when he comes later. Although this may not be an easy task for these disciples, because Jesus says he's sending them out like lambs in the midst of wolves, yet Jesus is there with them in spirit as they go. And there are no creature comforts on this mission either. They are to take no money, no knapsack, no sandals. They are just to go to a house, share the peace of the Lord with the people there, and if they receive them, stay with them, to eat and drink what they offer, and to continue to tell them about Jesus. On the surface, this may sound like a pretty tough assignment, but in reality, it's not as hard as we might first think, because Jesus is also sending us out in this same way today. Jesus sends us out to the lives of the people around us. He sends us to our neighbors and friends, to our coworkers, to other parents at your child's school, to the people you see on a regular basis. Maybe the waitress you know at your favorite restaurant. Maybe the person you see at the gym each day. Anyone who crosses paths with you on a regular basis. Those are the people we are sent to today. He sends us out with the gospel in our hearts and on our lips. And our mission is the same as those first disciples. We are to prepare people for Jesus. We are to talk to them, to get to know them, and to share with them what we know about Jesus, so that the Holy Spirit can call them to faith by the good news of the gospel, so that they too can know that message of Easter, that Christ has died and Christ is risen for them. Amen. Alleluia. Amen.
We thank Pastor Kenneth Babin for this meditation on God's Word.